Coast, and thank you for joining me on my journey around the Fraser Coast region here in beautiful Queensland, where I'm looking for positive stories to share with you. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and today I'm sitting here on a beautiful Queenslander balcony having a interview with or a chat with Paul Taylor, who is heavily involved or has been heavily involved with Just for Kids charity, and he's going to share a bit of story about himself and Just for Kids. How are you going, Paul?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
I'm really wonderful, thank you. Thanks for asking.
That's all right.
Hey, we recently put up a preview of what's coming up, and I've had lots of interest and inquiries coming through to me. So your story caught a lot of interest because this is an amazing charity. But before we get into the charity, which is the Four Wheel Drive Adventures, do you want to just give everybody a little bit of a background to who you are, Paul?
Okay, I'm a chef by trade, and I've been involved with the charity for about 5-6 years now. So my job as the catering manager for the Just for Kids four-wheel drive tag-along tours is to provide breakfast, morning tea, lunch and dinner. We generally have trips that go for about 12 or 13 days. And next year it is 23 days due to going through the Kimberleys and such a long trip, so therefore we need extra time. And so the Just for Kids charity as such is widespread as far as the volunteers go. The chairman lives in Tasmania and the motor trail director lives in Townsville. Secretary Treasurer live on the Gold Coast. The guys that do the sweep, as in the vehicle that stays back and makes sure everybody gets to where they're going in case they have a breakdown. One guy lives here at Harvey Bay, the other guy lives at the Montville, Mullaney Way. So they're quite widespread, and it's can be a bit of a task trying to get everybody together. So it's can be a challenge, especially if people have special needs and dietary requirements, and so you've got to cater for them as well.
And I just had a bit of a pause there because there's a few noises happening here, and if anyone can hear a bit of a background noise, it's not me panting and moaning, it's Paul's beautiful dog puppy called Rosie, and has decided that around our feet is where she wants to chew a toy and be around Paul's feet. So beautiful Labrador, is she?
Yes, Labrador cross border collie, we believe.
Yeah.
She's a rescue dog from the pound, so we're not too sure of her history.
So going back to your Just for Kids, so it's all about these tag-along four-wheel drive tours or holidays, and it's all for fundraising for the Just for Kids charity. But my goodness, I didn't realise that everybody involved with coordinating is this charity is really stretched pretty much almost as far as you possibly could be around the eastern side of Australia.
That's correct. Yeah, the chairman, Rod, who lives in Tasmania, I believe he's made at least 64 crossings from Tasmania in the last 10 years associated with the charity.
Yeah.
So that's a big commitment, especially when the AGMs are generally in the Gold Coast. And the year before last, Rod and Di did the survey of the Kimberleys trip, so that's a long way to come from Tasmania to come up to the Gold Coast, to go across to the Kimberleys, to come back, and then put the whole trip together so that the contestants have somewhere to stay, some things to do, excursions, trips. So yes, it's quite a big commitment.
Okay, so I'm going to hit you up with some questions about the trip, but before we do, I really want to be able to share what you've shared with me about the Just for Kids charity.
Yeah, so what we do is when we get to a destination, we can either have there be an event organised with the local Rotary or Lions, or even the schools, so that they would then say put on a dinner for us. We would pay for that, and then they would reimburse back to the charity the profit from that, and then the charity could also have an auction that night, so the participants are invited to bring items that are worth auctioning of some value, and then that auction then raises money, say for that school or for any special needs children in that town.
Yeah, I think that's really important for because there's lots of charities and fundraising that we see day to day and are involved within our community, but those funds don't always go back to the community where the money's coming from. So I think that's really important, and it's a real point of difference. Not that I know everything about every charity, but it's awesome. So let's talk about the Kimberleys, the next big adventure. So are you up for some questions?
Yes.
Okay, let's see how you go. Oh, of course, I won't know if you answer wrong. Okay, so the dates.
So it was going to be this year, but due to COVID-19, that was cancelled. So next year it is from the 7th of April until the 30th of April. It starts at Alice Springs, up through the Kimberleys, Tanami Desert, up to Broome, Cape Levesque, back to Cunnamulla and through Adelaide River, and finishes at Katherine on the 30th.
Okay, so along the way, all meals are supplied?
Yeah, so we supply all the meals unless we're stopping somewhere where it's been catered for by, say, the local fishing club or the Rotary, the Lions. It's because it's such a big trek, and the support vehicles are based in Townsville, where the motor trail director lives. So we've got to come from here in Riverheads up to Townsville, pack up the vehicle. So we'll probably do the frozen and dry goods because we're getting a very good deal from PFD suppliers. And then we've got to travel to Alice Springs, load up with fresh. And I've also then had to try and organise to get extra food on their way from Broome and from Cunnamulla. So that way, because we just can't take all the food in one go. It just doesn't work.
So logistically, that's quite a massive exercise on your part, but for a participant, or you said a contestant, they don't have to worry about what food they need to take. So what about if you've got a someone in your vehicle who has a special needs with their diet, or even something that like an allergy?
Okay, well, on the trip this year, we actually had a contestant, and she's anaphylactic to gluten and to dairy. So we've had to devise a complete separate menu for breakfast, morning tea, lunch, and dinner. And one of the guys in the catering crew, there's three of us, sometimes four. He will be dealing with that diet. We'll actually have a containers with separate saucepans, spoons, cutting boards, knives, and equipment, so there's no cross-contamination.
Fantastic. And so when you say that the participants are actually contestants, is it like the Australian race where you don't know where the next point is until you get a clue? Because that sounds starting to sound to me.
Okay, so what happens is we feed them breakfast at 7 o'clock, and then they have to be ready by 8 o'clock at the start line. And there are prizes for people who do good the day before, and they will be the first off the rank. So at the start line, they will be given a sheet of paper, and it's like turn left at 100 meters, turn right at 2.4 kilometers, turn left at the black stump. Make sure you close the gate as you go through. So there's just a list of directions. So they'll go from point A to point B for that day via a four-wheel drive trek of some kind. And they will have their breakfast, they will pack up their crib lunch, they'll get their morning tea. So they'll have morning tea and lunch on the way. And then the catering crew go from A to B in a direct line. So while they're out and about getting lost, because some of them do, because they don't know what 100 meters is and turning left, or they haven't put their trip meter on correctly, or they're too busy looking at the wildlife or trying to cross the river. So yeah, and they have they have fun days as well, fun nights. We have talent night, or as I like to call it, talentless night, because I don't have any talent. And was going to be a wedding night this year because one of the participants is actually a marriage celebrant. So, and then we were going to have wine and cheese night, just different things that are part and parcel of the enjoyment by the contestants or entrants or whatever you want to call them. And yeah, so it's fun, it's fundraising, and you're seeing things that you wouldn't normally see.
Fantastic. So this is something to get involved with a bunch of like-minded people who like four-wheel driving, exploring, get the family together, get a bunch of friends together. Someone's your driver, someone's your navigator. You don't need a cook because you've got a chef. Paul sitting next to me is your chef. And you don't need to stress or worry about how logistically in these remote areas are you going to feed everyone. Put your swag in the back of the four-wheel drive or tow your camper trailer, and it's a great time to be had. So, Paul, this has been running for a number of years. Can you mention what fundraising successes, oops, can't even speak, success you've had in the past, or anyone that's benefited from the funds?
Okay, well, each year is slightly different. But say 2 years ago, we went to Birdsville, and the start was from the Gold Coast, from Toowoomba actually, from TJM. TJM is a major sponsor. We started at TJM Toowoomba. They put the breakfast on for us. We drove to St. George, and that night the school put on dinner. And we raised and fundraised over $2,000 for that night for the local school. And then, so the next day, the school will put on breakfast. We will pay for that, and they'll donate the proceeds back to us, and then we donate that back to them as part of the ongoing support for the local communities.
Fantastic. Okay, so I'll put on the blog and the Facebook page how to get in touch with Just for Kids, and certainly how to get in touch with Paul. And if you don't know Paul Taylor, you can also find him down here at the Fraser Coast RV Park and Mango Lodge. You're also at the markets, aren't you, down at the Yarangan Pier?
Yes, the markets are starting back up again on this Saturday, the 23rd. And yeah, so it'll all be different, of course, with the social distancing. So I sell a product called Mangrove Magic, which is a mosquito midge repellent, and some essential oils. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to coming back to the markets and selling some of the products.
Yeah, so he's an easy man to track. Well, actually, no, you're a difficult man to track down because you're everywhere. So I better let you go because you've probably got a thousand jobs to get done today on your busy calendar. So thank you so much, and just keep me in mind if you need an extra person in the car. But I don't think I'll be a very good navigator for you, Paul.
No, that's all right. There's plenty of people who tell us where we should go when we don't really need to go that way.
Hang on, you know where we're going. Okay, bye for now.
Da 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 da